By the time he reached middle age, writer F. Scott Fitzgerald seemed to have outlived his fame. He was past the 1920s, when he wrote The Great Gatsby and popular stories and partied in Paris. In the 1930s, Fitzgerald nearly drank himself to death, and his wife Zelda spent years in mental hospitals. By 1939, they were just surviving. They lived in different cities, but their famous marriage stayed alive through hundreds of letters, some of which have now been published for the first time. The Fitzgeralds' granddaughter, Eleanor Lanahan, wrote the introduction for a new book of the Fitzgerald letters, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think that correspondence between the two of them shows that hasn't been revealed before?
It shows two incredibly creative spirits who really didn't try to rein that in each other. I got to know my grandparents in these letters because they go from talking about money and please send my necklace to their feelings about their daughter. In the courtship letters, you see Zelda actually teasing Scott, almost torturing him, talking about the other boys that are around. You can feel Scott's jealousy. You get to know various facets of their personality.
In 1939 and 1940, when he's trying to hack out a living as a Hollywood screenwriter, and she's either in an institution on the East Coast or close to that institution in Asheville, North Carolina, when they've been through all the problems of alcohol and mental illness, what has still survived of their relationship? What is still there?
There was a profound commitment on both of their parts to stay married. For Scott, it meant not just putting Zelda in any asylum. It was important to him that she get the best treatment and that he extend hope to her forever. That part endured. But on top of that, you can read the tenderness in there. So all the best things survived. They changed. I think what Scott was looking for in a woman changed. He had wanted a decorative sidekick to careen around the United States and Europe with him when they were younger. And when he got older, he wanted a woman who worked and who had more structure in her life than Zelda ever could or would. So in those ways, they weren't the best match as they got older.
Why did he keep writing her?
Their love endured. He cared. I think it's inspiring to lovers, really, because of the way they were able to talk to each other.
Eleanor Lanahan, would you mind if we read some excerpts of some of the letters of your grandparents, F. Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald?
No, not at all.
Perhaps you could read the excerpts of Zelda's letters. I'll try to read the Scott Fitzgerald letters. Maybe you can start.
All right. Dearest Scott, I'm painting lampshades instead of souls, just for a little while, and meantime I play the radio and moon about considerably and dream of utopias where it's always July the 24th, 1935. That's my chosen happiest equipment, to be 35 in the middle of summer forever.
Dearest Zelda, it's odd that my talent for the short story vanished. It was partly that times changed, editors changed, but part of it was tied up somehow in you and me, the happy ending. Of course, every third story had some other ending, but essentially I got my public with stories of young love. I must have had a powerful imagination to project it so far and so often into the past. 2,000 words today, and all good.
Dearest, I am always grateful for all the loyalties you gave me, and I am always loyal to the concepts that held us together for so long. The belief that life is tragic, that a man's spiritual reward is the keeping of his faith, that we shouldn't hurt each other. And I love always your fine writing talent, your tolerance and generosity, and all your happy endowments. Nothing could have survived our life. Devotedly and always with my deepest gratitude, Zelda.
This is really, they wrote so well. I mean, she wrote so well.
They did. It's amazing to me that every time I've been asked to talk about their letters, different letters are chosen, and they're not ones I would have picked out, and then they begin to seem really beautiful.
Eleanor Lanahan wrote the introduction for a book called Dear Scott, Dearest Zelda. It's a collection of the letters of her grandparents, F. Scott Fitzgerald and Zelda Fitzgerald.